This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's time to get intimate with Checkpoint Intimates.
And welcome to another episode of Checkpoint Intimates. We are your weekly gaming podcast where two members of the Checkpoint team go one-on-one and get intimate on a particular gaming topic. My name is Elliot, and today I am joined by the lovely Sam.
Hello. Hi, Sam.
It's been a busy week for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, quite a lot of things going on.
If you were listening to our most recent radio broadcast, then you would know that Sam is a local game developer here in Melbourne, part of the Checkpoint team as well. So we really wanted to get your kind of knowledge and expertise on Melbourne International Games Week, which was a big week of fun and a lot of developer-focused stuff, but also some consumer-focused stuff, and just a whole week of basically celebrating video games. And now, by the time this particular recording is published, Melbourne International Games Week will have wrapped up. But Sam, you actually was participating within the event, so I guess that's the whole focus on this show here, is to talk a little bit about your experience within Melbourne International Games Week as a game developer yourself. Now, I guess we should start off with the very basics. Why don't you tell people what role you play within your development studio, who that studio is, and what the game is that you're working on?
Yeah, okay. So, I'm Sam Harkin. Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Hello. I am chiefly the audio guy of the team. I do a little bit of programming here and there for the Melbourne Indie Studio Umbrella Party Studios, which is very exciting. We formed at the start of this year, and we've been working on a game called Miska. And it's a beautiful little exploratory kind of game in which you are going throughout parklands in Australia and just kind of exploring the environment and also kind of uncovering elements of your past. And I'll leave it there because we're going to keep it mysterious for people. But yeah, it's such an exciting little project, and we've got like a fantastic team behind it. So I'm really looking forward to, you know, this whole cycle of development and everything.
I mean, it's been a pretty big year for Umbrella Party Studios so far. Obviously, you've got the funding from Film Victoria that came through earlier in the year. Mm-hmm. And then most recently, you've been involved in the RMIT Feedback Forum, which is just a little event that happens during Melbourne International Games Week. It's not the first year this is run, but basically, to my knowledge, and maybe you can help clarify here, but it's basically an event for games in development to be showcased to a panel of kind of experts who are then able to give feedback on what they're seeing
in
the
a forum-like setting.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I could say. For this year, for example, we had Sean Pierre, who I believe is at Indiecade, Chris Charla, who is involved at ID at Xbox, and Genevieve, and hopefully I pronounce the surname correctly, Saint-Ange, who is at Popaganda, who is kind of a major video game PR kind of group. So pretty big names in the industry.
And I've spoken to Chris before, and not the other two personally, but I'd say that as a collective, these are the type of people who go out and scout for video games. They'll see stuff and be like, oh, this is the kind of thing we want, you know, ID at Xbox, or as a PR company, we'll make sure we pick this up and run with it. Like, these are the kind of people who often look at projects in development and looking at them with a critical eye. So I think they're a good set of panelists, I would say.
Yeah, I was very excited, but I was also just kind of freaking out. I was just like, oh my god, I hope they like our thing. I hope they like our thing. I should also mention that we weren't the only people that were, you know, presenting there. So it was us as well as Daniel Ferguson, who is presenting completely stretchy and uncomfortably sticky.
Mm-hmm. A great name for a video game.
Yes. such an interesting aesthetic with that one. It's all just like, you know, Mr. Fantastic jumping around, Spider-Maning around kind of vibes. Jacko is a Dog by Shishka Cat Studios, which was kind of just like a 2.5D platformer, I think, with a dog. And A Restless Quiet by Max Myers, which was kind of photography, cryptid kind of stuff. All of them, like, super interesting games and quite, you know, very much and very much an honor to be, you know, amongst this group because, like, it's very interesting stuff. And I you know, I hope that, you know, all the other teams got some really workable, you know, usable feedback that they can go on to make their games even better.
Yeah. How was it for you and your team just to be selected? I know you said it was scary because you had to be put in front of this kind of panel who was about to give you feedback. Of course, that's going to be a bit daunting, but was it also super exciting?
I mean, yeah. It was such an honor to be chosen to, you know, be amongst this group. And of course, the feedback that we actually got was really helpful. You know, it was all kinds of stuff. It was, you know, not only the very universal stuff like, you know, how should you go about, you know, asking money, you know, how should you negotiate, that kind of stuff. But it would also be, you know, stuff, you know, very specific to our game, like you should make the walking speed faster kind of thing. And you know, it was a nice kind of wide spectrum of stuff that we can work on as we're going forward, which is, you know, super invaluable, especially from, you know, people that are so well-versed in this kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these people have seen project after project after project, so I guess taking on their feedback makes a lot of sense, and it is a really good opportunity, even if it is a little bit scary. But how did you find the actual presentation? It happened, I mean, at the time of recording, it happened today, so this must be quite fresh in your mind. How did it go?
In what sense specifically?
Well, when you left this kind of feedback forum, left, obviously, not in a physical space, but in a more metaphorical one.
Spiritual space,
Like, what was the feeling after it?
I mean, our whole team was, you know, very, very much like, they made some very good points that, you know, we definitely should, you know, work on some of these things. But generally, it was pretty positive because, you know, they generally enjoyed what they saw of that, which, you know, is always fantastic. Like, I mean, you know, I think, of course, you know, that our game is fantastic and all that stuff. But, you know, it's always a little bit nervous because you don't know if that's going to come across, you know, as well. You know, and I think it just, you know, helps kind of galvanize our confidence that, you know, we've got like a really cool game that, you know, we're going to make even cooler in the future.
Well, that's good. I mean, the fact that obviously you got enough positive feedback to take that in confidence, that obviously sounds very, very good. And I suppose it would just be useful to have that new, fresh set of eyes on something, right? You guys must have been looking at your own game for so long. And I kind of get this as a writer myself. Like, I'll look at my own work for so long, and then all it takes is one new person to go, hey, what about that? It's like, oh my god, how did I not see that? Or, like, did you have any of those kind of moments?
I mean, like, I could say that's kind of true of the Games Week kind of in general. Like, I mean, as is the case with, you know, Melbourne International Games Week, there's lots of kind of developer talks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And as someone working on the audio, like, I was kind of, to a certain extent, like, in a bit of a spot of, like, oh, I don't really know how I should be, you know, doing the music and how should that be interacting with, like, the game and the ambience and stuff. And just, you know, like, seeing, like, these fantastic speakers like Lena Raine, I mean, from Celeste fame, the composer of Celeste, fantastic musician, did, I believe, Minecraft Nether update recently.
Oh, look at that.
Showed, you know, some of the music off that, and that was amazing stuff. You know, like, listening to her talk about, you know, audio, like, in the background, in the foreground stuff, you know, it was very much like, it very much shook up the way that I was thinking about it, because I think I've been tending to think about it more as someone who kind of makes, you know, just regular music. Like, to kind of have this alternate perspective to kind of jog me out of that thinking has actually been really helpful. Like, I mean, I've been kind of replanning and reorganizing how I'm doing certain things in the game, and that's actually like helped a lot. And I'm feeling a lot more confidence in the way I'm going about doing some of these things now.
Yeah, and that sounds super valuable. I mean, obviously, being able to talk to these industry veterans, because Sam, whilst you are amazing at sound composition, you made the checkpoint intro, for instance.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
This is your first official video game that you're working on, correct?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's exciting, but like, it's something that there's so many unknowns about it that it is a bit intimidating. So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter how much natural talent you have, and I personally think you have quite a lot. Obviously, there's always going to be a lot of learning that happens during your first game. And
absolutely.
And like, yeah, to have stuff like Melbourne International Games Week as a resource for you as a developer to kind of learn and to take in information from other people, and to have these events like the Feedback Forum, like, that seems like super valuable. I'm glad you've been having an insightful week, even if it is a very, very busy week.
Yes.
Are you starting to feel exhausted?
Well, I mean, you know, we're getting to the tail end, so I'm pleased to, you know, be able to take a couple of days, you know, off from, you know, thinking about all this stuff. Yeah, like, I mean, you know, it was kind of all the talks and then immediately running straight back into getting the game made now. Yeah, I'm looking forward to a little bit of time off, though.
Yeah, and if we loop back real quick to the feedback forum, was there much information there directed at you or the sound kind of aspect of the video game, or was it more just kind of general feedback for your team as a whole to take on board?
Not really anything specifically with the audio. You know, I mean, like, that's kind of, I suppose, you know, a bit of a insight into the hardships of being a sound designer is, you know, like most designers, you're doing your best work when nobody notices your work at all. It's okay, I'm not bitter or anything. No, it's fine. Like, I mean, in truth, like, as much as I love the audio for that one, you know, we've kind of moved in different directions anyway, so, you know, it's all right.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I won't read into that too much.
Yes.
So, yeah. Melbourne International Games Week as a whole, what do you think you've taken out of this experience? Like, if there's one or two things that you've really learned from this year's Games Week, what would you think they would be?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think a lot of the stuff that I've taken from this is just to kind of be, to be aware and to also kind of ask questions and ask for help and stuff, because there are so many fantastic resources out there. And I think, you know, it's definitely true of me as a person. You know, I have a tendency to just be like, no, I'm going to go it alone and stuff. But I think, you know, even if you think, you know, there are people out there that, you know, are so much better than you and have, you know, so much more talent or whatever, you know, people are like willing to, you know, lift each other up. And that's what's so fantastic about Games Week as a whole, is it reminds you that there is like this whole community there that wants to help each other to succeed. You know, I think, there's been a lot of elements of like, with Australian developers where, you know, like, oh man, like, you know, this big studio closed down. And I think we need to focus on the kind of community and the camaraderie, because the talent is here. It's just about networking and supporting each other. Like, I mean, Big Ant, you know, one of the biggest studios, was the sponsor that kind of made it so GCAP was really affordable to a whole bunch of developers that may not have wanted to participate because of the usual price tag. And I mean, like, the price tag is, you know, hired, but you're also, you know, getting access to publishers and stuff. But I think, you know, there are definitely people like myself that probably wouldn't have, you know, participated in GCAP if it weren't for, you know, the generosity of Big Ant essentially buying everybody a ticket. Yes. Thank you, Big Ant. And also all the other sponsors and stuff, but, like, you know. Thank you.
I'm not a game developer, but I can even see it just standing from the sidelines, how integrated and communal the local games industry is, and people are just so willing to uplift each other and help each other and just share each other's work. And it's awesome that we have a community here in Australia and in Melbourne more specifically, that seems to just have this really inclusive dynamic and really friendly dynamic too. And I think that's part of the reason why stuff like Melbourne International Games Week works here, where it might not work in other places, because we just do have that kind of community that is here to support it and engage in it. So
and there's people that are doing whatever they can to make things better, and I think that's all you can really ask, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Sam, do you have any final thoughts, or do you reckon we've pretty much wrapped all this up?
I think we've pretty much wrapped this all up. I mean, it's been a crazy week. It's been, you know, a lot of hours, you know, a lot of information. You know, I'm looking forward to a little bit of time to decompress and process everything that's gone on.
Absolutely. Yeah. And hopefully Miska will be all the more better for it after all of this kind of feedback and interaction and community as well. So
make it a game, man.
The daunting realities of game development come crashing down.
Well, it's exciting, and it's also just like every so often, like, oh god,
what have I got myself into?
We're going to do this.
Well, I tell you what, like, just as you know, a colleague and a friend of yours, it will be fun to see you go through this and produce your first game. I'm glad I don't have to be the one doing it, because I don't think I have the skills or the patience.
But you can do anything, I believe in you. But thank you so much.
No, not a problem. And thank you for telling us a bit about your game, Miska, and a bit about Umbrella Party Studios as well, and the feedback forum and all the things that happened during Melbourne International Games Week for you. That was really quite insightful. So thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
And I guess we'll catch everybody next week for yet another awesome episode of Checkpoint Intimates. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to Checkpoint Intimates. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.